If you want to reach business leaders, should you be using TikTok? Does long-form content really work? Is it growing? Is it getting more popular? Is it actually useful? I'm talking to Jackie Potter from Ogilvy PR ANZ. But first, this is the last episode of Series 5.5. It's been this sort of ad hoc interim series between the old format of the show and what is coming next. And if you've heard me drone on about it over the past Series 5.5, then you know that this has been a bit of a special series where I've used up all the interviews that I had still left over from Series 5 and Series 4 as well, and been trying to get those out so that you can hear those before we move on to the totally new format, because the show is changing, as I've been saying. Series 6 is going to be basically everything from the past show that you told me that you liked, and I'm dropping everything else. And once again, I cannot thank you enough for all the feedback you gave me on that. Hopefully, we're going to really nail it with this next series. So it means that we're going to be looking at campaigns and PR moments that are happening right now and breaking those down, looking for practical ideas that you or I or anyone doing this kind of thing could apply this week. So as you listen to the show, the idea is that we're going to try and pull out stuff that can actually be applied now to campaigns to make them more effectively. We're also going to tell the story of the campaigns, or at least as much as we know, of course. You know, what were the events? What happened next? Because I know that was really popular as well, looking back at some of the episodes and what you said too. I'm also going to be doing this with real PR people like you. So if you are working in some form of comms using public relationship building techniques today, you're actually doing it now. Those are the sort of people I want on show. So we're going to be having this conversation between people who are doing it, who are experiencing the reality of what it's like today, not from the big picture, but from the what it's actually like on the ground, on the front line. So I've already got something like 10 weeks already booked up of guest hosts to come on the show, but I still want you on as well. And you can get all the details, I'll tell you how, in just a few moments' time. So we're going to start the new series, Series 6, in October. It's going to be about the first, second week of October, I think it's going to be. It's also going to be on YouTube as well, which is going to be a bit of an experiment. I don't know how well it'll work. To be honest, I'm not convinced. But if you go and watch it there and like it, I'll take that as something that we need to continue. Right, let's get to Jackie Potter, the MD for Corporate and Business at Ogilvy ANZ. As usual, my thoughts will be rounded up in the free newsletter at thepublicrelationspodcast.com, thepublicrelationspodcast.com. I've got all the links for absolutely everything else about being a guest and the new show and all that sort of stuff as well. So thepublicrelationspodcast.com, you see the link at the top, which says newsletter. Right, let's get to Jackie. A few interesting thoughts in here about TikTok and about long-form content.
The rise of long form is definitely reshaping the way that brands are communicating with their audience. And I think it's probably a bit of a response to this snackable content that we're seeing in the market. And people are actually actively seeking this out, and consumers and B2B audiences are going deeper. So they want the long form, they want that. And we've seen those trends across earned media as well, with the rise of The Guardian, the opinion articles, and also, you know, the long form formats that sit across some of the international sites as well.
But do business leaders, now obviously the evidence shows otherwise, but this is my gut reaction again, is do business leaders have the time to read this stuff? I mean, how do we know it's working?
Well, I think we know it's working because people are actively seeking it out. And I think the way that consumers are looking to engage with that content, share that content, pass it on to someone else, the traffic that brands are seeing off the back of it, that really shows that there is a level of effectiveness. And as you mentioned before, yes, it might cost a little bit extra to dig in another, you know, 800 words, but the value and ROI on that, I think we've got to start to look at.
It was a really interesting point you've made as well about using the words nerdy and geeking out about it. Is people are looking for that finer detail. You know, we talk about inbound PR as being a very effective thing. But the other problem we've got as well is with AI content now coming up. How are people going to stand out with this longer form content when an AI can pump it out at half the speed?
I think there is a role for both. And I think the level of trust and authenticity has to sit around that. And also as brands and brand publishers and people that sometimes work behind the scenes with brands, we have a role to do that in a responsible manner. But that's not to say that, you know, sometimes starting with a blank fat page can be terrifying. And there is a proof point for that. But are we going to start to see fact-checking more existing in editorial rooms, the role of different roles to help use the technology to create the content, but also create meaningful content with that human element and that critical thinking that has to sit and live and breathe behind the technology that we've got in our hands?
I love the other point you made, which was about influencers, because so often people seem to just dismiss influencers being someone that does makeup tutorials on TikTok. And yet it is. It's so thought leaders. Tell us a bit about the research you found with that.
Yeah, so we surveyed 250 decision makers back in March, and we're looking at how and where they go for information. And in our research, we found that 96% of those senior decision makers are turning to platforms outside of LinkedIn. There's still a role for LinkedIn in that format, yeah. But there's a huge amount of opportunity there across, you know, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And surprisingly, our research showed that business decision makers are turning to TikTok for some of their advice as part of that. And they also look at that information and view it sometimes as more credible than the B2B marketing content that people like us are putting out there in the world. So we've got to think about how we can empower and use influencers. There's a role for all of it, but thinking about the quality content and the sustainable long-term engagements that you have with those influencers as a brand, rather than a flash in a pan, get the content out there and creating meaningful connections.
That is a really interesting point, because, you know, there is so much cynicism now around paid for advertising, paid for content, isn't it? And now even you've got influencers who are having to say, we are being paid to do this stuff. So that authentic earned content from an influencer, someone that genuinely believes in what you're doing rather than they're saying it because they're being paid to do it, it's going to hold more weight, isn't it?
It is. But I also think that there's a role for both, right? If you're engaging people and they genuinely believe that they want to talk about your brand, product, service on their own, that's great. That's true influence. But equally, if you're working in a sustainable long-term partnership, we have to be upfront and transparent about that engagement and if people are getting paid for that conversation. But I think it's about influencers working with brands to invest in stuff that does matter to them rather than taking the cash and running.
Yeah, it's got to be authentic, because we've all seen those, you know, the influencers, they're clearly being paid, have no interest in the product at all, haven't we?
Yeah, exactly right. And I think there's a level of governance from an agency side making recommendations that we have to do our due diligence, and we have a whole auditing and vetting process that sits behind that. As long as having really upfront conversations with those influencers and making sure the partnerships, you know, it is a partnership and it has to go both ways.
Just one final thing. I am not a TikTok person. How are business people finding stuff on TikTok? What are they looking at? What's working?
Well, I guess it depends on what gets served up on their For You page and what they've looked
I
at.
I clearly
before.
Have looked at the wrong things.
Maybe looking at the wrong songs.
I know, I've got to do better.
But I think a brand that's doing really well locally is Telstra. Their consumer TikTok page, the way that they are connecting with the audience and talking about the history of the brand, showing the value of the technology, is definitely a new and emerging format. And I think we're going to see more to come from big brands in Australia.
So that's it for Series 5.5. Join me for Series 6, starting in just over a month's time. All the details, as I said before that, with Jackie in the newsletter at thepublicrelationspodcast.com. And you can also get my thoughts on what Jackie was saying as well, and a few other things that she said to me before we did the interview as well, which will come up in the next week. It's all completely free, thepublicrelationspodcast.com. I think Series 6 is going to be really exciting. I cannot wait to get started. Got a whole line of excellent guest hosts. I want you on as well. So much more to say, but I'll tell you all about it when I come back at the end of September with a little announcement episode, and then we'll get underway with Series 6 and really kick that off. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you have an absolutely awesome and highly successful September. If you're just getting back to work after the sort of summer lull in the Northern Hemisphere, then I hope you have a really good start to this autumn season as we build up to the big Christmas or festive season or Diwali or whichever celebrations you are having in your part of the world. Best of luck to you, and I will speak to you really soon.